The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
To create this new currency, and that new currency is you and I. Welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, and I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 5, and just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today. We have a live show for you. Today is August the 17th, 2016. It is a Wednesday, and we have a live show for you. It is Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis is in queue. Can't wait for this show, as always, every Wednesday with Brother Davis's Wise Wednesday. So before we get started, let's go ahead and take care of the business at hand. My voice is coming back a little stronger, but believe me, probably by the end of today, I'll lose it again. So if my voice sounds a little strained, then please just bear with us. Okay, so let's go to supporting Black Talk Radio Network, and you can do that by going to the website of www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfundingdigitalblackmedia.com. And if that's too long for you to remember, then all you have to do is to go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you will be able to see right there on the website, you'll be able to see the crowdfunding black media that is on the first page right under radio. Black Radio Matters, and you see Home, About, and then the crowdfunding Black Media. That is the campaign that's going on right now. So important that we support and continue to support this network with our financial energy to ensure that it will be here for those that we have yet not named, and for you at the appropriate time, especially in the moments of eternity that we're in right now. So, everyone, you can do that by going to the website. You can donate right there. Hit the donate button that's there. And there's three ways that you can donate, and you can also donate even more. But here we go. Let's talk about how you can donate. Option number one, you can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All contributions and donations are extremely, extremely appreciated, and we thank you for that. So you can make a $1, a $5, a $10, a $20, up to $24.99 or less. And you can do that either by hitting the donate button right there on the page, or doing it via PayPal, or by sending a check of money order. Make the check of money order payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina 28120. Once again, make the check of money orders payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina, 28120. And with that first option, you will receive the monthly statistical performance report of the radio station, as well as the social media operations via email. Make sure you leave a good email. Very, very important, ladies and gentlemen. We all want to have an opportunity to do what's best for ourselves, our family, and our community. This is one of the ways that you can start to spread the energy around so that the energy that you need for what it is that you really desire to do, either from a business standpoint or from a development, social development standpoint, it is key for us to be givers in all forms and fashion. I'm going to tell you, my best friend and my wife has always kind of complained, David, you give too much. And they say it in a very loving and meaningful way, but they will tell you, you know, my best friend says, you know, Dave, I got a problem. You give too much. And I don't look at it that way. But I understand from people that really know me, and I actually, you know, actually show, you know, what I really do without disguising it, they know. And sometimes it's so important that we give even beyond our means, because what you're actually seeding going forward is that you're investing in the future. So this is a great opportunity for you all to give to Black Talk Radio Network, to give to all of the programs that are here, for you to actually feed the roots so that this tree will continue to bear profitable and prosperous fruit that we can move forward on in the future. So, so important. So that's option number one. Option number two, become a one-time contributor of $25 or more. And in addition to receiving monthly email report, you also receive a free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution. And if you would like, and the T-shirts will be given in intervals of $25 or more. So if you would like two T-shirts, $50; three T-shirts, $75; four T-shirts, $100. So make sure you do that, and make sure you give a good email, mailing, shipping address, so that you can actually, so that there will be no delay in getting your overall T-shirts or what you have actually you're entitled to. So make sure there's a good email address, and there is also a forwarding address for shipping. And for each T-shirt that you're going to be getting, make sure you have the appropriate size for the T-shirts that you will be receiving. So that's option number two. Option number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly emails, your free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt, you will also be eligible to receive gifts from the network from time to time for your contribution. So that is how you can ensure that Black Talk Radio Network will bring the programs that are here, Tando Radio Show and all of the other ones that are on this network, and ones that will be added. Because there is much for us to add to the network as it continues to grow. Also, become a part of the Black Talk Radio community. And you can do that by going to www.community.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there is a community that's there where you can post information about what's going on. You can post articles. You can post what's happening. You can put up events that you would want people to attend and to support. You know, this is something that we need to do. This is a great place where we can give information, exchange information. This is a great place where we can meet and ensure that our conversations and our overall decision making are in secure hands. That there's not, your information is not going to be sold, it's not going to be compromised, you're not going to lose opportunity like some people have on the social media icons, and the one that the actual what was that? I believe it was for Facebook. It's a part of Operation Keith. Can't remember. It's one of the operations, but Fed book is, believe me, that's who devised it, so that they can monitor and surveil people. And that's, if you look at how it's arranged, it doesn't make, you know, it makes all the sense in the world. This is one of the things that they do, you, they do to us all, and they do to us and make and trick us into thinking that we are actually engaging in something that is in our best interest, when it is nothing more than data mining. They're getting information for their overall agenda and how to facilitate that agenda. So let's get away from that. Let's go to BTR community. So I love it. It's a great place. It's $24 for the year. That's to maintain it, to keep it up, and to actually grow it, because it is a cost that goes along with it all. But your overall, the overall wealth of this is much more. The worth, the, you know, what you will gain from this is far exceeds the minimal cost of $24 a year. And the opportunities that you will have will far be beyond that. This is something that we should all definitely, especially those of you that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, should be involved in this. And we're going to be doing more things as the BTR community starts to grow. We're actually going to do more. This is a great place for us to meet securely outside of prying eyes. So that is one of the things that I wanted to express about that. Now, let's go to BTR community, and let's check out some of the postings that we have from Tando Radio Show that I thought were important today. So check this out, everyone. On posted this inside of BTR community. August the 25th, we're having a film screening of the Black Friday film, right here in Dallas at the Magnolia Theater. And the address is 3699 McKinley Ave, Dallas, Texas, 75204. And that is going to happen at 6 p.m. The film is about 2 hours, so around, so it's going to go to about, you know, maybe 9, 10 o'clock in the evening. The advance price is $12 in advance, $15 at the door. This is one film screening that you definitely want to be there. I will be one of the panelists that's going to be there. We're going to be talking about gold and silver. We're going to be talking about the importance of gold and silver and getting you aligned to that. And not only that, you'll have opportunity to actually establish some good business relationships with people, that which we really need to really start to do, is start to come together for a collective prudence, where we can be able to move the dollars that we generate from the labor that we generate within this country and in this world, so that we can use that energy for it to be a part of the prosperity that's gained for us. So come on out on August the 25th at 6 p.m. And it's going to be at the Magnolia Theater. And that is, the address on that is 3699 McKinley Ave, Dallas, Texas, 75204. And it's going to be at 6 p.m. at night. And it's going to last maybe to about 9, 10 p.m. Because we'll screen the film. Well, the panelists will be there. You will be able to ask questions. And not only that, you will be able to definitely meet and to establish relationships with people. If you're interested in sponsoring this event, you can text me at 951-790-8330, because this is going to be an event that is going to grow. We have a lot of things that are going on, and there are some major things that we are going to be doing. There's some major projects that I'm going to be undertaking for the overall enhancement and benefit of us all, and I would love to start to actually meet all of you and start to really put this together, because we have some things, and there's a film that I'm going to do, and I would love for your overall sponsorship, input, and support with that. And it's going to be a very, very, in my opinion, is going to be a very well needed documentary as to why things are going on and what's going on and what it is that we need to prepare for in a different way. So going to be doing that, so check that out. Now let's jump into Black Talk Radio community, and let's look at some of the articles that we posted there, that Tando's posted today. The first article comes from, give me a second, and we're going to get to Brother Davis, who's in queue. What's in the news? Let's take a look at what's in the news. Okay, first article. Bear with me, guys. The computer is a little slow. We're having some storms here in FEMA region number 5. Okay, here we go. First article. First article comes from... 1 sec. Somewhere. Oh, I missed it. Let me move back. That's what I love about this. All right, first article comes from, this one comes from Superstation 95. Let's go with this one. Turkey to U.S. Give Turkey your nuclear weapons at the encircling air base, or Turkey will take them. Basically, the base that's in Turkey has nuclear weapons that's there, and Turkey is saying either give them to us or we're going to be taking them. We had some other postings. I don't know where they went, but I'll find them real quick. So that's one of the articles. Check this out. And let me tell you, this is a real major step towards what's happening in this overall global agenda. This is the war that is going to be jumping off. So that's one article we posted there. Next one is comes from Superstation 95 also. Is a hurricane forming off the coast of Africa and is heading towards an East Coast U.S. trajectory, so give major heads up to what's going on so that you'll be prepared for what's happening. Next article comes from Cerebrally Naive Network, which you can guess what that is, CNN Money, and it says, global central banks dumping U.S. debt at record pace. In the first 6 months of this year, remember, this has been happening for quite some while, foreign central banks sold near a net $192 billion of U.S. Treasury bonds, more than double the pace in the same period last year, when they sold $83 billion. China, Japan, France, Brazil, and Colombia lead the pack of countries dumping the U.S. debt. Let me tell you why that's so important. We'll definitely talk about this probably on Friday. That's because you are going to be the buyer of last resort, because they already know the dollar is no good and they're getting out of the way. They don't want to be holding something that is going to cause them to lose the purchasing power and to lose their overall energy that they work with. So what are they going to do? Return the sender. Send it back to those old Americans that have had a false sense of standard of living, because it was made off of the back and the manipulation of its government. But even though you may not have been partaking in it, but this is what the system is doing right now. They are dumping U.S. treasuries back, and this is what's going to cause hyperinflation, and this is what is going to cause the overall economic collapse of the common person here. And this thing is global, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that article, really, really important one. We will definitely check out the effects of this and talk about it. Next one, this one comes from RT. Hacking group offers stolen NSA cyber weapons in Bitcoin auction. A hacking collective calling itself Shadow Brokers claims to have hacked an NSA affiliated and obtained a set of U.S. government spying and surveillance tools, which is now on willing to auction for at least $500 million in Bitcoin. Ladies and gentlemen, this hacking thing is going to be the cause of many people's fall. And the economy, the fall of the economy, and is going to cause a lot of pain for many people. This is the perfect crime. This is the perfect way to steal wealth. This is the perfect way to steal sovereignty. This is the perfect way to subjugate. This is the perfect way to take from you what you worked so hard for in the twinkling of the eye. And let me tell you something, who these hackers are. It's the very same people that you have confidence in blindly, known as the authorities. I'll tell you something, you know, there's a company that says that they have like a lock to ensure that you'll never be hacked, and they protect you. Oh, no way in the world. Those institutions are the very hackers in everything. You have to be completely completely careful of what you do with when it comes to electronic cyber, because that cyber attacks and hackers and that, because that is the wave of the future, and is also going to be used as a weapon. We talked about that before. Yes, a weapon. They can even have your TV explode. They can use it as a weapon against you in your car, where they hack your car and make your car go 100 miles per hour, where the brakes won't work, right into a tree or to a wall. Oh, you didn't know? Yes, it happened. They've actually knocked off and they killed a investigative reporter with that technology. I posted that in on Facebook before. So this is going to be a global wave of crime against the massive people to get them to maintain their overall fear and subjugation to someone else. They will have dominion over you by way of using the technology that we all think is the greatest. So check out the article. Next article. This comes from Cyberman. Your bank has worse technology than Delta Airlines. It started in 1946, American Airlines, then the largest airline in the United States and second largest airline in the world after the Soviet Union's Aeroflot, created a bold new technology to book flight reservations. They called it the electromagnetic reservation. It was the first machine of its kind. Well, check this out. Let me tell you, and it's saying in this article that the technology that the banks use, because they want to have this old technology, and it really doesn't matter if they have the state-of-the-art technology, because the hackers that are going to come from you is going to be from the bank itself. They're just going to blame it on some group, like Anonymous. What if you think about it? They're anonymous. What does that really mean? That means is you don't know who it is. That's because that is the perfect plausible deniability for when they want to jump this collapse off, and where your credit cards, your ATM, and everything, in all the things that you're used to, your bank account digitally, everything is gone to zero or it doesn't work. And then while you're screaming and upset about it, trying to scramble what little that you have, the only thing that you'll be able to use is the pennies or the dollars or whatever you have in your pocket. That's what your overall wealth will be brought down to, what you have physically in your possession in your pocket. This is why we tell you it's so important to get the real money, God's money, by going to the Prosperity Mint and getting real silver and real gold. We'll talk about that later on. But check out that article. Next article comes from RT once again. Obama gives $1 billion to private prisons, bypassing the law amidst the 2014 immigration crisis. Man, let me tell you, this private, everything, this is Trans-Pacific Partnership, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you, man, this is going to be so, well, we're going to have a show on this also. We're going to touch on this on Friday when we look at current events and some of the things. We're going to be looking at this and some of the banking stuff. This is Trans-Pacific Partnership. Everything is going to be privatized. You know why? Because the privatization fascism system that we're going to go into will supersede laws. Guess what? They will be able to, the corporations will be able to enslave you without even paying you at the whims because of what they want to do. And believe me, they are going to do it. They're testing it out. It's actually being put into use as we speak. And this is the private prison prison system is going to be a strong position in that. And let me tell you, they're going to create all forms of crimes that you will be violating and be sent to. One of the things is that because you didn't pay your debt, because you didn't have this, because you couldn't pay this ticket, and it's going to be far worse than what we have right now. It's going to be more extensive and expansive. Now a ticket, they're going to basically say that you're going to have to stay in jail until you can pay that ticket off. It'll be a $200 ticket, and you could get a 10-year sentence out of that because you won't have any ways to pay it off. And guess what? When everything moves to gold and silver, or the currency is backed by that, that means that you're going to have the overall value of the anchor of the economy, which is going to be gold and silver. Man, this is just so bad. where things are going, but we need to wake up and know and to prepare ourselves and make the proper adjustments so that we can seize on the opportunities that are going to be made available in this wealth transfer instead of us being the one that are put in a position of disadvantage as we usually are. So there were a couple of other articles. Let me see if I can catch them before we go into the break. Then we go straight to Brother Davis. If not, we'll go straight to Brother Davis. But there's many, many things that we need to really be cognizant of in this, and go into Black Talk community. Black Talk Radio community, known as BTR community, is a great place to do it. So if you haven't signed up for that, definitely do that. Not hard to do at all. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back out of the commercial break, we're going to go straight to Brother Davis, who is in queue and ready to go. You're listening to Stando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to jump off of Wise Wednesday. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to another Wise Wednesday. It is always good to be in the company of friends. One of the topics that I wanted to speak to you about tonight, and the reason why I wanted to speak to you about it, is because this is pivotal in you understanding what is going on. The topic I wanted to speak to you tonight about was birthright. Now, a lot of people take that very lightly, and it's been demonstrated all over the world. So let me take you to the minute corners of how this started. I want to first put out a disclaimer or a misnomer to let you know that I'm going to use a concept of explanation that you may not want your children to hear, because they may not be at a stage in which you want to answer these questions. But yet still, this will give you an insight of your great loss. But when I say your overall great loss, I mean just that. So this starts out, this concept of birthright starts out when a man and a woman find themselves in a relationship that is close enough for them to seriously consider building. And in that process of considering a building, you're going through, you know the deal, you go out to dating, and you're going through that so-called engagement stage where you're just trying to impress each other. Let's keep this thing moving, you know what I mean? And so begin to identify each other, what you like and what you dislike, and you can start openly discussing this sort of thing, then you reach a point where you may start to make some decisions that will help you start cultivating, like a potter on the wheel. And you start to cultivate your what you foresee to this relationship to develop. So it goes, one thing leads to another, and you reach that point in which you want to have a little bit of intimacy between you two. And that's bought on because you're mixing your emotions, and you're mixing your spirit, and you're mixing your the personalities, and this blend is what has the endorphins on your insides gone berserk. And there are points where literally you're becoming aroused just being in the company of that person. All right, well, this arousal is a part of the process of your birthright. Why? Because there are certain things that take place that are chemically being done on the inside of the man and on the inside of the woman. And a lot of times, we don't pay attention to these things because we're not educated to understand what they are and what the purpose they serve. But as the ninth conversation goes on, I'm encouraging you to call me, as I always do. I also tell you, you should have a pen and piece of paper so that you can write down some of the things that you may need to do a little bit more due diligence on for your own personal clarity. Okay, so this male-female relationship starts to evolve, and they find themselves into a sexual interlude. And in this sexual interlude, there's a heightened physical, spiritual, and intentional, and understand how I say that, intentional exuberance of emotions, through touching, through speaking, through all of the aberrations of having the concept of sex. As we know it today, it's entirely different than what its original idea was based and purposed for, but that's neither here nor there. What happens is there is a female, and in order for there to be a birthright, there has to be a birth, and these are the attributes as to how this birth comes about. So what happens is that as this ejaculation process takes place, the man secretes a sperm in his part, in the male part. And in the female part, she reopens her fallopian tube. Alright? Now at the top of her fallopian tube, there is a transference that takes place every month in which one egg is replaced with another egg. Now, in this process, he's not giving any thought to the fact that all of her eggs are female. That's right, sisters. All of your eggs are female. But during this process of this sperm swimming up this into the uterus and up the fallopian tube, he will come in contact, if all of the conditions are right, he will come in contact with the egg. And when he does, he will engulf the egg. What does that mean? That he will totally immerse himself around the egg, meaning the sperm. Now, in this process, if he is heavily alkalined and she is heavily alkalined, then there's a chance that they will have a male child. But if he is heavily alkalined and she is not, then she may not have a male child. I don't know if you knew that. But if a woman is heavily alkaline, that's almost one way to ensure that you will have a male child. Well, this is actually called the introduction. This is the closest that we as human beings can get to being godlike before we evolve. Now, I'll go into that later, so I'm going to leave you right where we are here. So as that process goes on, this woman's egg is starting to feel the entry of the sperm, and she begins to relax. Why does she begin to relax? Because at this stage, her body is not communicating with her mind. Her body is doing what it does naturally, and it takes a period of time for this process to take place. Nowadays, they have tools that they can literally tell you if the sperm had met the egg the very next day. But, on the other hand, there's a time process that will reveal that also. So, in the meantime, the relationship between these two people who are sincere, and I keep reiterating the sincerity of their relationship, because they are beginning to build something. And through that sincerity, they will be able to become the examples of this seed that will immerse as a child after it follows the God plan of 9 months. And during that 9 months, this seed will literally begin to develop. Just like you see you plant a seed in the ground and you water it, it goes through the developing process. All seeds have a similar type of process, only under different conditions. Okay, so now the seed has begun to form. And what does that mean? It's starting to take on the attributes to decide the human sexuality. Okay? Now, there's really no true substance at this point other than the egg and the seed and the natural process. But there will come a point in which this egg and this seed process will induce a natural pulse. Now, that pulse is the beginning of birth. You see, that's how deep birthright goes. Now, then, of course, it goes the 9 months, and after the during the 9 months, the seed starts to take on the attributes of its host, meaning the mother. So, if it's a female, she'll be developing as a female. If it's a male, he'll be developing as a male. I don't want to go into the attributes of development because really I'm taking away from the time that I really want to put into you understanding the importance of birthright. Because see, at this point, this pulse is still generating organs, okay? Now, at one time, this would be considered, at this point where the pulse is introduced, a human being. But because of society today and the transformation of law being what is governed by society, what governs society, they want to give different attributes of time so that they can say this trimester, that trimester, this is what's going on, that's what's going on. Really, that has only been developed over the last several decades. When I say that, I mean 1960s, you had to go through the process before you learned even the sex of the child. And now, the technology is here that you can pick up on that at such as almost 3 or 4 weeks down the line. Well, let's say 6 to be comfortable, because most pregnancies last 40 weeks. I don't want you to think that I'm very intellectually involved in this process, but through the help of my wife, I've begun to understand some of the lay terms that are used to describe the process that a woman is going through, and through my personal experiences, I can give you an understanding of what the man's going through. And now, at this particular time, emotions run high. Why do emotions run high? Emotions run high because they are attached to the thought process. And the mind that literally is not settled or is not at peace are going to have almost a rhythm of different attributes going through them. And the change in the female body brings this on females a lot. Now, why? Because before she got pregnant, she may never have experienced it. In her growth process, she may have experienced the releasing of a seed in her due time, meaning that when she reached the age in which she first had her cycle, then she began to become more aware of what it was she was being told about, or she may have been doing her own due diligence on. These are not uncommon for women today because they're much more intellectually involved in the process. All right? So, that is the beginning of the birthright. Now, when the baby is born, the baby receives attributes by both the male and the female. So that is another aspect of the birthright. Whenever there is a birth, the child receives attributes of those people involved in the process. Now, let's go down the line 7 years. Okay, now the child is moving from, he's already been reached the point where he's walking. He's already started to communicate at school and everything. So he's starting to learn now. He's starting to begin to see his own characteristics. All right? These are attributes of his birthright. Now, the same attributes everything that is natural. What is that? Well, the first thing, two things you need after the baby's born is the baby to breathe and the baby to eat. That's all it requires in the beginning. Because, and what is so unique about our body, especially women who literally are the feminine energy, and I don't want to go into that, but it is the superior energy. But the feminine energy, she already has the ability to nourish this child without any other attribute other than herself, which is a miracle within itself. Why? Because she can literally nourish the child till he's well into his ninth, tenth month. And literally, the child's nourishment from her will be sufficient. Now, when he starts eating solid foods, then the example program comes in. What is the example program? They're starting to watch you to learn how they should act and react, what they should say and not say. Okay, so if they hear you say something consistently, it's not unusual for them to say that consistently. Or if you talk around a bunch of intellectual people, it's not unusual for that child to even speak what will appear intellectually and not even know or understand the words. But that's fine, because that is a direct reflection of the example. But let's get back to the birthright. Now, the reason why I say that is because in America today, when you're born, you're giving a birth certificate. Now, most new parents are thinking, wow, I have my child, and he's healthy, got all five fingers and toes. The new parents, you know what I'm talking about. They never get to think or give thought to the reality of that so-called birth certificate. Well, we're going to focus on that now. Why? Because that is the state's right to know you. So that as you begin to develop and the state begins to make decisions that they will say were made in your interest, they are literally adding you to the rolls to pay the cost. That's right. You are in debt before you're 18, according to the state. Now, they won't tell you that, by no means. But you know how they control that? There's a certain point in your life as you develop where you have to go get a Social Security card. Now, that Social Security card, what they don't tell you, they tell you this. It entitles you to benefits when you reach a stage in which you can no longer work, or that you have paid into the system in order to help other people that are later in life right now so that they can get the resources they need so that they can have a quality of life. What is so unique about this process is that it's, and I don't take this personal, it's a Ponzi scheme. Absolutely, because the money's constantly being taken out and the money's constantly going in. At one time, when this first started, the money was literally put in a safe place and accumulated. So therefore, those people who paid into it was assured that there'll be something there when their time came and they needed it. Well, because we've faced so much risk of those making these kind of decisions, we were never asking ourselves one question. What about my own interest? What am I going to benefit by their thought process? Because you see, when the United States goes to war, whatever portion of that war that is yours, they lay on you today because of your birthright. Okay? Now understand, according to the Creator, everything that is given freely to the world is a part of your birthright. That's right. So you have a right to go fishing. You got a right to drink water. You got a right to breathe air. You have a right to enjoy all of the attributes of this ball called Earth. But now, since your birthright has a value attached to it, they want to be sure. And who are they? And that's your government and those people that you trust enough to become involved with. They want to be sure that you can sustain what is called the annuity of maintaining what it is that you have. Okay, let me make that clear. If you have a job, they take your taxes because they want to be sure you can maintain the annuity. Alright? So if you have a house, they demand a mortgage so that they can be sure you can maintain the annuity. What we fail to realize is that these are programs run on us for a period of time that literally they're betting that our service will not last as long as their demand on our resources. You see that resonate a little bit. That's right. They're literally saying to themselves, well, if you want this new car that we're selling you for $16,000 and you pay $350 a month for 6 years, that's right. You see, I remember the time when it was a 48 month and you had to pay it off. But now they give you 72 months. That's almost twice the time. But you know what? You're excited about the car. You don't think about it. You got a job. Things that this is something normal. See, that's the whole program. Normal. Everybody does it. Look who all the people with the new cars. But because you have a birthright, and anything that you do can add to your birthright. So if you got a degree, that adds to your birthright. If you have a profession, that adds to your birthright. When you get married, that adds to your birthright. And here's what's so unique about it. They want the right to engineer your birthright. Interesting, huh? Now, for those of you who haven't caught this so far, I'm telling you that we have become victimized by a circumstance that we literally allowed to happen because of our silence. Now, I'm really saying, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? Well, you know what? If you don't want to pay the taxes, you can always tell them, don't take taxes out of my check. I want to pay it quarterly in some jobs. Other jobs, they won't even take taxes out at all. You know why? Because if they take taxes out, that's a cost that they have to pay. So they won't take taxes out and report to the services that literally you didn't pay taxes, but they have a form to show how much you made. Are you getting this picture yet? You see, your birthright is being usurped from you from the moment you was born due to the issuing of a birth certificate. So when you took that, your parents took that birth certificate home, and with that bundle of joy, then you know what? You never really thought about it. But that entitles you to something that you grow into understanding. That entitles you to a portion of the national debt that this country acquires. Oh, absolutely. And here's the best part. This country has several ways and several means about getting you to pay what is required by this country, and it may not even be your debt. That is right. Because you see, a lot of times when people sit back and get a letter in the mail and you're reading, this is tax time, they don't tell you that there's no law for taxes. They don't tell you that you're paying taxes literally is a volunteer action. But if you try to exercise that right to not volunteer that action, they literally can bring you up on crimes. Not breaking the law. Understand what I'm saying? Because it is not against the law to not pay taxes. But it is a crime. Are you starting to see this yet? Because your birthright has been usurped. That means that any time they decide that they want something, regardless of whether you want it or not, if they cannot afford to pay it from the end of the authority, then the burden of the debt falls on the citizenry. And that is what is happening right now. What can you do about it? Well, you can sure start shoring yourself off, moving out of that lane of normalcy. Because when you stay in that lane of normalcy, all that normalcy does is take you deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into debt. That's right. And that's what he wants you. Oh, yeah, that's exactly. Exactly. Make no mistake. They want you in debt. Because when you in debt, you owe, and off to work you go. Oh, by the way, even if you want to, or you don't. You see, the system is not designed to kill you immediately. Now, why do I say immediately? Because you have some rights in you. I mean, think about it. If you decide to operate from the position of self, then you'll start making decisions that serve self. And when you make decisions that serve self, you don't have to go the way of normality. You don't have to get the new car based on the way they want you to get it. You can literally save your resources and buy the new car the way you want to purchase it. But they don't tell you that. You know why? Because they don't want you doing it that way. You don't fit their scheme. But, I've seen guys go to what they call representatives. And these representatives are car purchasers. And what car purchasers do is they go to new car shows and auctions, and they buy new cars for car dealerships. And what the car dealership does is they bring the car back, clean it up, put a price on it, and tell you, brand new. That ain't nothing but a car. I hope you guys got some pencils and piece of paper and starting to wake up and ask yourself some questions. We're about to go to a commercial break here. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesdays. Coming
you still
out.
Have Talking 8 minutes, Brother birth, Davis. You still got
I'll
eight.
I'll be right back.
You still got 8 minutes, Brother Davis.
Oh, okay. Now, what's so you? Go ahead, Brother Davis.
No. Go ahead, Brother Davis, man. I hope everyone was really paying attention to what you were really saying. And this is critical. This is one of the shows that you need to be asking questions, because Brother Davis is spot on. There is the normalcy lane that you need to get out of. Go ahead, Brother Davis. I didn't mean to interrupt. Just go ahead.
Not a problem. But what is so unique about the normalcy lane is that so many people just go into it. They flow into it. Why do they flow into it? Because of the representative examples. All right? So take, for example, you come out of school, you got a job. Okay, well, now your job offers you an opportunity to make some money. So let's say you got a good job. And that job pays you $45,000 or $50,000 a year. So now you're on cloud nine. You think, well, I could do this and I could do that. And all it's doing is setting you up for the normal lane. When you get into the normal lane, next thing you know, you know what you get to saying? I got that. I got that. I'm telling you from experience. I got that. When I bought my first truck, I got that. Everywhere I went. Because literally, I was in a better position than most of the people I was around. But I didn't understand the totality of what I got that means. And when I begin to understand the totality of what I got that means, there's a group of people that will follow you because you say, I got that. They will no longer be with you because you're no longer getting it. And this is the parable of normalcy. Those who have maintain what they have when they wake up, because before they wake up, they're just overjoyed. You think about it. If you hit the lottery tomorrow, what would you do? What would your first thought be? Because, see, a lot of people fail to realize that when you hit the lottery, most people go out and tell somebody. That's right. They want to spread it. They want somebody to know. But you don't realize, as soon as you tell somebody, you're telling them the story of how you was able to hit the lottery. And what they're hearing is, cha-ching! Because that gives them an opportunity to say to you, well, now that you've got the resources, can you, will you, won't you? And you see, the sad part about that is that that might have been your mindset all the time, but they never gave you a chance to expose it. But don't worry, because guess what? You haven't left your birthright far behind, and it will be there also. So listen, for those of you who haven't got it, that the normal lane is what we're going to talk about when you get back. And the reason why we're going to talk about it is because it's going to open your eyes, so you, many of you will see how you got to where you are and what you can do to get out of it. The sad part about it is that some people think that there's nothing they can do, which is a misnomer. Anytime there's an opportunity, there's something you can do. And we must focus on what we can do in order to get from where we are to where we want to go. And sometimes that looks daunting. Can't be no more daunting than a situation in the world today. And I'm going to tell you something. To me, personally, it's funny. It's funny how we have allowed so much to happen to us and not realize the simplicity of what is right there for us. And we're not even looking at it because we're in the normalcy lane. Okay? Oh, don't worry about that. It's normal. People do it all the time. Just because something is acceptable doesn't mean it's normal. So, my brothers and sisters, this is Brother Davis coming at you somewhere in the heart of Oklahoma. And it's a beautiful day here. And I see everybody practicing their normalcy in rhythm. Because when you get out of rhythm, then you are no longer normal. You are deviant. And they don't like deviant. Because deviance means that you think. So after the commercial break, if you have any opportunity, pick up the phone and I can open some more doors for you. If you don't pick up the phone, if you don't bring the questions, there may be something that I overlooked trying to explain something else. So take advantage of the opportunity and utilize the services available to you. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wonders Black Talk Radio, coming right at you. Be back at the commercial.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, brothers and sisters. I hope that you're taking serious consideration of what you're hearing tonight, because the bottom line is, opportunity presents itself. It's not an opportunity if you don't take advantage of it. So let me jump into the aspect of how normalcy literally is a program. Because, see, in order to sustain normalcy, you have to keep up with the demand of normalcy. And you see it every day. People, they get up and they go to work, some to jobs they don't like, some to jobs that they love. And then when they go to work, they're only going to work for the resources. Unless you find yourself into a clique of friends. But most of the people that you work with, you don't associate with anyway away from the job. But you're willing to go and do that for the resources that it brings. You know why? Because it sustains your normalcy. And your normalcy means that you're going to make a payment. And your payment's going to go to sustain your normalcy. So it's a constant cycle. I know people right now, who, as soon as they get their paycheck, it don't even come to them. It goes to their credit union. You know why it goes to their credit union? Because they're so deep in debt that all they do is live off plastic. They don't even know how deep in debt they are. They live off so much plastic. Did you understand the last statement? You see, you can become so involved in the lifestyle of Jewish living that you do not realize the magnitude of cost to sustain the lifestyle. So therefore, you don't really use money. You have no need for it. And that's exactly what this system, a technological dope bot, wants you to think. Because they want you to become a technological dope bot. What's a technological dope bot? A dope bot is someone that just does what the dopey little thing tells them to do. And like a robot, it follows orders. So when you see people walking around and that little toy in their hand is running their life, they are a dope bot. And a dope bot will do what it feels is right according to that thing in its hand. The sad part about it is that you have to learn to break the normalcy of being a dope bot. I'm going to tell you how well it works. This is going to blow your mind. Remember when big screen TVs first came out about 5 years ago? A 60-inch screen TV, we're talking $4,000 or $5,000. But you know what? They realize that they can put a technology in this TV that would serve their purpose while you think you're serving your purpose. Now, guess what? Those TVs are dirt cheap. You can get one for $1,000 or less. Do you think they did that because you're just a good citizen? Hell no. They got so much technology tied up in that darn thing that everything that's electronic in your house talks. And you can't hear it. So when you put your phone down in the bedroom and you go into the shower, that phone listens to everything that's going on. And you know what you're thinking? Oh, no, not my phone. Well, remember when phones first came out? You had to pay heavily to get state-of-the-art phones. Now you can pick up a cell phone, make a deal, and get 5 or 6 of them in a pop for less than half of what you would pay for them when they first came out. Because they want you all to have them. Are y'all starting to see this yet? There is always a principle that is focusing on taking your birthright, because that is where the value is. And guess what? You haven't even woke up to it. I find that your last weekend, I'm going to tell you, this hurt my heart too. This is just something personal. This is what you call a caveat. Black Talk Radio had a special on Sunday. Well, I turned my cell phone off Saturday. I just got frustrated. I had a few conference calls I did. I feel like I just don't want to be disturbed. I've been with my 2 grandchildren all week. I just needed some downtime. Well, I never looked at Facebook. I never really looked into my phone to see what was going on, and I missed an exquisite show Sunday night being done on Black Talk Radio, hosted by Scotty, and I'm hearing about it on the day after. And you know the sad part about it? I had nobody to blame but myself. But you know the good part about it? When I evaluated how I enjoyed myself, me and my wife went out to dinner. We didn't have no cell phones. We just had face-to-face conversation. We had a great evening. But there was a cost to that, because I wasn't in my normal zone, my dope box zone. And if I was a dope box, I'd have had that phone up and under, oh, man, I'm going to do this. But there's a cost. But you know what? When I think about it, and I think of the players involved, and I think of what I missed, I'll get a chance to get that. So really, I might not have been in the live point in which everybody was there live, but I could still get it and listen to it later. You see, we have to be able to prioritize self first, or we're going to be a dope bot. And I understand who of you people who may not be hearing this clearly, is D-O-P-D-O-P, dope bot. And the reason being is because we begin to take orders from this thing and use it. It actually takes control of us. literally is listening to everything we say. Did you ever notice that? You ever phone your phone say, speak now. You know why I'm telling you to speak? Because when you're not using it, it's still listening. So if you're saying something that you don't want nobody to know, they're still hearing it. Oh, and those people with those new big screen TVs with the camera that gives you the good old, what's it, Skype? Where all you got to do is sit in front of it and you can see your family in another part of the country. I did it. One Thanksgiving, matter of fact, while my brothers and sisters was up north. Well, my brothers and sisters were in the south and I was up north. We Skyped. I mean, it was very nice. But when I really got into the dynamics, what am I doing here? I'm allowing someone else who doesn't even associate or have any interest in my family to be a part of a gathering of the loved ones that I love and who love me. So if something ever happens, do you think they got all the information they need? We must wake up, because they are taking our birthright. And see, when you have brothers and sisters, you have a right to have interactions. I have three sisters and three brothers. So I had relationships with each one of them independently. Well, when you allow them to take your birthright, you allow them to intrude on those relationships. When you allow them to take your birthright, you allow them to intrude on every avenue that you wanted to keep private that is now public, because you carry that thing that makes you a dope box. We must escape the clutches of normality and be able to recover our sanity by focusing on our self-reliability. And you know, the sad part about that is, I shouldn't have to tell you this, but I feel I have to, because I had to identify it. When I speak this stuff to you, it's not like it's not happening to me. Oh, no. And if you got to that impression, I apologize, but you're wrong. You see, the system doesn't give you flags of where to look, what to do. You know why? Because you become incentive thinkers. What is an incentive thinker? An incentive thinker is somebody who sees something that's an idea and likes the idea and does more research in order to become more familiar with the idea. Well, as they become more familiar with the idea, they move from the aspect of a thinker to a seeker. Uh-oh. Now, that's bad. That's bad now. You know why that's bad? Because the system don't want you to think or seek. This is deviant behavior. But if you do not exercise it for yourself, you will victimize yourself. Listen, we have to stop being victims. Understand how I said that. We have to stop being victims. Every show I brought to you, I focused on self. With how to feed a program, how to separate yourself from the program, how to build who you are to become what you want to be, how to take yourself and your life to the next level if you incorporated any of the teachings that I've given you. Now I'm telling you why. It should be a priority to you to be able to take control of your life and live it to its fullest according to your standards and not the standard that someone else is trying to place upon you. How do you do that? You understand what normality is. You break the chains of normality that does not fit your well-being, and you design your day and your play the way you want it to be within the confines of normality. And be very careful with that dope box, because that dope box makes dope box. Now, that don't mean that you don't use it, because you can use it. You know what? You can use it and turn it off. You just got to learn how to use it to your advantage. You know, I never used a GPS on my cell phone. I got one in my truck. These people know where I'm at all the time. So why should I give them, not only let them know where I'm at, but let them know every turn I'm making? It's ridiculous. They got that already built into the type of position I'm in with the work that I do. So that is a caveat they get. But on the other hand, I make sure that I'm doing the things that's going to keep my focus on being able to achieve what it is I need for self, so that I'm in a better position, so that when this whole thing starts to frazzle, and it will, I have my resources, and I have my sources, and I know who those sources are, and I know where to take my resources to my sources to serve my best advantage. Did you understand that? Let me say it again. I have my sources, and I have my resources, and I know who my sources are, so when I take my resources to my sources, they will work to my best advantage. And this is how we must think, because these people who are out here making decisions that are based on what they have done, and understand how I said that. What they have done, not what you've done. Think about it. Would you rip half the world off based on a mortgage scheme that wrecked every economy in the world? Think about it. But yet, that is part of the debt that your birthright entitles you to. And they're not going to tell you that. What they're going to tell you is, under the authority. And that's what they always say. This badge gives me the authority. I'm representing the authority. Well, guess what? When a woman said to me one time, you know what? All I had was the authority to say I was an officer for the IRS and I could wreck people's lives. And she said, literally, I didn't understand the power. But she said, as I grew to see how frail people got, strong men became frail, full of fear, because of the power of just that statement. Then I thought, what is the wisdom behind it? And the wisdom behind it is deception. Didn't I tell you it was simple? All of this is deception. The programming is deception. The normality is deception. Money is deception. If you take the value out of money, do you realize it's turning into what it is anyway? It's you who put value on it, or someone tells you what the value is and you accept that to be true. But in reality, you're giving away your birthright, because you can always say, you know what? I'm done. Go out in the mountains, build yourself a cabin right beside a nice stream. I like to try with this. So make sure you buy a nice stream. Have a beautiful view, and say to the world, look, you want from me, you got to come up here and get me. And you know what? Most of the world is going to say, well, we'll get him when he comes for surprise. Because you're one. They got a whole world of normality going on out here. And then you can serve your purpose in your own community by yourself, or like-minded people with like-minded people. And there are some out here. But don't get me wrong, I understand these are dangerous times. When I say these are dangerous times, there are people out here today who think because you're in their neighborhood and you don't look like the neighbors, I'm going to shoot you. Now, let that sink in a little bit, because it might go over somebody's head. But in reality, this is the times in which we live. Never before in history has man felt or been so gullible to believe that he has a right to kill indiscriminately because someone's in his neighborhood. Now, during slave time, he thought he had a right to kill because it was his property. He was sick. Death is never a solution. Why do you think that there's programs of normalcy to keep you around as long as you have resources or have the ability to make resources? Because they want you bringing them resources in. Brothers and sisters, get to your phones, because if you don't get to your phones, you're going to miss the opportunity to ask me some questions that you really need to know the answers to. And I haven't even started talking about how they're controlling you with food, or how they're controlling you with the TV set, or how they're controlling you with programs based on cash incentives, but how you are being controlled on a regular basis. And if you don't believe it, how many of you now know all the players in the elections and what you like and what you don't like? It's a program. Not even 4 months ago there was a programmer, a computer programmer, who came out and said, listen, in Florida, I designed a program that would give every computer that was used as a voting machine the right to choose the winner they want at the percentage we state. Did you hear what I said? Let me say it again. He designed a program that goes into these voting computers, because that's what they are, that is designed to pick the candidate they want to win at the percentage they set. So literally, you're not selecting a president anyway. Wake up, people. We are at dire, dire straits. And if we walk around with our eyes blindfolded, everything we walk into has the potential to kill us. But if we take the time now and unify our resources, collate our resources and our ideas, we come together in groups so that we can have open discussions and we can go back into individual communities and build groups, we can start taking over the little things. What's that? What are the little things? Politics on a local level. When they come in there running for the school board, let me ask you this here. What is it about the curriculum that you need to see change? Anybody that says, oh, I think the curriculum's fine. They ain't the one. No, they ain't the one. The ones that say, you know what, I think there's a lot of changes that need to be done, and they need to be done to reflect the demographics in the community. Now, that's a different concept. Now, why is that a different concept? Because he's given everybody in the community a right for input when he says demographics in the community.
Brother Davis.
Brother, come on.
Hey, I got a comment on something you just said, because I was just discussing it the other day with a family member. But you just touched upon politics. And, I mean, it should be clear to everyone, especially this election, that they have already chosen who they wanted. That, I mean, that should be out there on the table when you got the internal emails from the Democratic National Committee, right, that they, you know, did everything they could to make sure she got the nomination and even violated their own rules. So no, especially in this presidential election, we are not choosing in anyone. Now, getting to the something that you just touched upon that I was talking to my family member about, look, we get so caught up in presidential elections and other federal elections, and we have not even gotten control of our local school board or any of the local politics. So I was like, you know what? What we need to do is come together, as you said, as individual communities where we live, and grooming our children to be those politicians, local politicians, or supporting each other. You know, people that we know won't sell us out once they get in there. But we haven't even mastered the local politics, let alone to be, you know, so. And again, I'm not saying that we shouldn't be concerned about what goes on in Washington, D.C., because they are killing people all over the world and doing things that adversely affect people. But again, if you're going to get involved in politics, if you can't even control your local politics, then what makes you think you're going to control some national politics? That's all I got for you, Brother Davis.
Hey, Scotty, and you know what? That's your birthright. You see, a lot of people don't realize that just you making that statement, coming from a different aspect of what the conversation was going, proves my point. You are just a diligent individual that wants to see more out of what our resources can offer us. Because guess what? Every time the tax time comes, they're there looking for that piece. So why shouldn't every time an office comes up, we not accept who they offer, we bring in who we want? And that's exactly what you're saying, brother. See, that's literally utilizing that birthright. And see, brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that Scotty is only speaking about it from his perspective where he's at. You have the same right where you are, regardless of where you are in this country or in the world. You have a right to exercise that birthright to your advantage. And I'm going to tell you, Scotty, thank you for that kind, generous hunk of information, because that is exactly what this show is about, taking control of your birthright because you've given it away. And the sad part about it, these people in this election, they don't give a damn about your birthright. If you really want to know the truth, cut and dry, they don't give a damn about you. Because the first chance they get, believe me, the actions they take are not going to be to make sure that you can make more money at your job. No, it ain't going to be to make sure that your grocery cost is less. No, the first action they take aren't going to be to make sure that the crime in your street is going to be focused upon. No, the first action they take ain't going to be focusing on the fact that black people are being killed on a daily basis as if like the season is just changing from one male this week to a female next week. No, they're literally going to sit down and say, we did it, we're the president now, and shit on everybody else. Code is this.
Brother David.
That's the truth. Yes.
One second, Brother Scotty, if you could, we have a storm here and my internet is out, so I can't see if anybody calls in. I definitely don't want anyone to miss out.
Okay,
on the
I got you covered.
I'm here. Okay. Great. Go ahead, Brother Davis. Didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay, listen. We have a right to start exercising what we have control over. So let's think about that. All right, now if we're going to operate in our birthright, what do we have control over? We make a certain amount of dollars at our job. So let's start focusing on how we spend our dollars. We have a certain amount of responsibility on us. So let's go to that job and tell them, listen, I want to be able to do this better. I want to be a greater part of the whole. But I want to see what it is that you could see how I fit in. That way, we got everything on the table. A brother said to me the other day, you know, I can't talk like that about my job because, you know, these white people, they get funny. And white people have always been funny. At least they don't know what you're saying. I said, you've been at that job, 13, 14 years, working with the same people, and here's the same person that says something that offends you, and you're afraid to say something? Does this make sense to you? Well, no, Brother Davis, it don't. Then why don't you speak up? Well, I don't know how to approach it. Excuse me, brother. You know what? For years, I sit down and I hear you make these kind of comments, and I'm very offended by it. The sad part about it is that we're in an environment that you literally have more leverage than I have. And I'm bringing this to your attention because I want you to know that you only do it because it's based on white privilege. But I understand that. So please, if you have to make these comments, do it around those people who really is not going to be offended by it. Boom. And that way they won't come in and offend you no more. But if you're not going to be articulate about putting across how you want to be treated or how you want your environment to flow, then you are literally going to let yourself be victimized. And listen, you don't have to choose the way I told. You can choose your way. You know what I mean? Because I'm going to tell you something. I come from a school of understanding two things. What I want and how to get it. It don't mean hurt anybody. It don't mean kill anybody. Understand what I said. What I want and how to get it. Because literally, if you want something that someone else doesn't want, that's their trash, which can become your treasure. Don't ever think for a minute that you're in a place in your life where everything is content. You should never be content. You know why you should never be content? Because there's always someone you can help. There's always something you can do. And I'm going to tell you something. I find myself doing things that I really don't have to do but make a difference. And you know, the joy of that is I like to do it discreetly. And I don't want the accolades for it or anything, because literally, I'm not doing it for the accolades. I'm doing it because I want to do it. And the best part about it is that when you do it that way, it comes easy. It flows easy. And here's the real blessing. The universe rewards you. Strange, huh? The universe will find reason to reward you because you give of yourself to help others become either better or perform in that specific position. So it's a win-win. We have to wake up. And in waking up, we have to take control. So those of you who think, well, I don't know what to do, yes, you do. You just don't want to do it. I hear it all the time. Oh, we black people can't get together. I'm doing several collaborations right now. You can't tell me we black people can't get together. But you can tell me you won't, as a black person, won't get together. Because, see, that's what you're saying. If you're serious, what you're going to do is connect with somebody, collaborate, and get something done. even if you're just getting together and cleaning up the local playground for the kids, get something done. Because that way you'll get attention. Yes, brother.
But I'm glad you said it, because that is so true. Let me tell you, I just want to say, you know what? There is a fire everywhere. If you want to extinguish it, you will pick up the proper tools to do it. You don't have to be told what to do. You just have to have the desire and the will. Great, great point. Go ahead, Brother David.
I want you to understand that everything that I've said is a reflection of your birthright. You don't have to do nothing. Because if you remember the truth, the story is about the Jews, and they always talk about the Holocaust. Well, you know why there was a Holocaust? Because when the Germans were doing all this crazy stuff to the blacks, to the gays, the Jews did nothing. Then when it came time for the Jews, all they was looking at was other Jews. But if they would have spoke out when it was coming after the blacks, and that's what the sister, what's trying to happen here. There's a portion of white America who are saying Black Lives Matter. But see, most of that portion of white America feels like black people aren't involved in the process. But they don't understand the psychological dilemma that is going on behind Black Lives Matter, or the political structure and the original dismantling of the original idea. And you don't really have time to speak about all of that. You know why? Because most of them just want you to know that Black Lives Matter. And I tell them, I do agree, Black Lives Matter. But I've had a shirt made, and my shirt says, All Lives Matter. It's a spiritual thing. And you'd be surprised if people say, well, what do you mean it's a spiritual thing? And I say, well, do you think that your life has a greater value than mine? Oh, no, no, no. Well, if that's how you think, then why should we be moving in different directions? We should actually be communicating. In our communication, we may be able to form a bond. And in that bond, we may be able to set up an attack for the same system that's trying to steal, kill, and destroy us. Have you been at the grocery store lately? You see, you have to spark up the conversation, because they don't think they're included. So they say, what do you mean, been at the grocery store? What grocery store you stop at? I shop at the Giant. I do too. I shop at Vaughn's. I do too. So what's so bad about the grocery stores? Well, my biggest problem with the grocery store is that they are not really listing the ingredients on the boxes that show that are concerned to us. But what do you mean? The ingredients are there. That's true. They are there. Then why are they buying stuff that's killing us? But what do you mean? Well, every processed food on that shelf has some kind of GMO attribute. And that GMO attribute, I don't want in my system, because I don't have a right to choose whether it's there or not if I buy that product. So I'm not buying that product. Well, you know what? The person looks at you and says, you know what? I feel the same way. You know, we need to find out just how many products have GMO attributes in them. But in that case, you're going to find out how many chemicals have GMOs in the formulation of whatever that product is, because they add it to the recipe for either a sweetener, preservative, taste. So it can be many avenues in which it's added to the product. You see, this is why they did not want GMOs labeled, because they would have to label everything, and then you would know and become a smarter shopper and not buy or shop at their stores. We have to take our birthright back, because we've allowed them to take it, trample it, and then when we die, you know what they do? And this is going to shock you. They not only take your vital organs out your body. If you have any, what they call estates, say you have an estate, and your estate's worth $60,000, okay? And say you're old and up in years, and your children became distant and that sort of thing, and they don't know that you passed away. The state's responsibility is to contact you, but you know what they do? They don't. And they put your estate in probate. You know why? Because they're saying there's no one coming forth to claim it. And then after your estate goes in probate, certain lawyers come in and they divvy a certain amount of money out to the state, a certain amount of money out to the county, and a certain amount of money out to the federal government. And oh, by the way, you're a Christian. they give the rest of the money to the Catholic. You know why? Because the Vatican is considered the head of the Christian Church. Oh, I hope you knew that. Because they don't get all that money for nothing. Especially when they have ministers who literally been bought up on crimes of molestation. Come on, wake up, y'all. These states already have a plan for you. They're hoping you can bury yourself, but if you can't, they'll take the profit out of you. And I don't know if you know it or not, but the average black person is worth about $360,000 or $370,000 dead by the time they get done harvesting your parts, stealing your melon, taking your bones. What they put in the ground ain't worthy of even conversation. You know why? Because pretty soon the states are going to take and have an automatic right to burn what is left. That's right. Why even go through the ceremony? Ain't nobody to claim. And we ain't contacting you, although we can, even if we know. We ain't contacting you. You know why? Because it's simpler to take your resources, put you into a crematorium, and burn you up. Ain't no evidence, no crime committed, because we got laws to say we are right. Wake up, people. This is Brother Davis coming at you on Wise Wednesday. Pick up your phones. Are we going through a commercial, Beth? Thank you.
Black Talk Radio, your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Cold truth. Now, I told y'all about normalcy. I told y'all about how you can break normalcy. I told y'all about how the technologies now that have been designed to work against you and not for you, although you're out there buying them. You already told you about the programming you're undergoing. How many people have the clubs with the empire parties and all that kind of crazy crap, that debauchery that you're literally celebrating. You know, the sad part about that is that a lot of people, they want to see themselves as being normal. Oh, well, then you can do it. That's okay. Because, listen, I said this before. Not everybody's going to live through this. And those people who are already following the program of normality, they're not letting you go. They're not letting you go. Here, if you really want a little insight, here's what you can do. Start cleaning up your credit. Yeah, start cleaning up your credit right now. That way, when the stuff hits the fan, although your credit score may not count, that's one less strike against you. And hey, it might work to your advantage. But you've got to do something. Because these people are not playing. Literally, they're not playing. I'm telling you, if I could tell you to do one thing today and make a change in your life, I would tell you to take 5 minutes in the mirror with a pencil and a piece of paper and write down what you like about yourself and what you don't like about yourself. And then in that next 5 minutes, after you do your evaluation, you come up with a plan to change you for you. Because I'm going to tell you something. I do me. Remember what I told you about my aunt and the principles of my aunt? Well, the object of learning about the principles of my eye is living the principles of my eye. You understand that? See, so the dynamic works both ways. Because as I plant the stuff in myself and it comes out, it's fruit for other people. And the best part about it is that I benefit. Listen, do you think it's been easy for my wife to be married to me for 30 years, 35 years? I mean, it's not. Do you think it's easy to be married for 35 years? It is not. But because we have been blessed enough to really be working on what we're trying to achieve as a team, and we project it outwardly by calling ourselves Team Davis, we are trying to tell people we are you, and you can do the same thing too. And that's what I'm telling you tonight. Nothing that I said do I have a commodity on.
And you can operate in any area of your life that you want to if you're doing it for you. If you're doing it for any other reason at all, then you are going to fail. You know why? You're going to fail because your heart ain't in it. And if your heart's in it and you're doing it for somebody else, I would hope to think it's your kids. Because if they're watching you and you're the example that you should be to them, then they're going to be asking questions, and those questions you should be able to answer because it's the things that you were doing. When I was younger, you know, I was hanging out a little bit, and sometimes I'd be around certain people and I talk a certain way. Then when I'm hanging out with my boys again, I would talk a different way. Well, then that was getting me all mixed up. You think about it. I wasn't the only one then. I'm not the only one now. We have to be principles. We have to have a certain degree of virtue, and most of all, we must always be honest with ourselves. You see, you could tell me anything, and I'll say, hey, that's okay, I'm happy for you. But if that ain't what's going on, me being happy for you don't mean nothing to you. Because guess what? It's not taking anything away from me. I'm just being real. We as a people have been victimized by every age since the 6,000 year realm of the Egyptians. Everybody that came down the line is either still killed, destroyed, raped, or took from our people whatever they want. That hurts me. So I begin on this journey to find out how I can defeat this prophet. And I guess what, y'all? I believe I'm on the stuff. But it starts with me. Just like your process starts with you. I can't do it quite. So, as the hours dwindle down and nobody calls, and next week they get into the program and they begin to realize there's something that they don't like about them, they have to either do one of two things. They're either going to have to like it and love it, or they're going to evaluate what they can do about it. That's it. Because guess what? There are people, and it hurts me. Yeah, a lot of people are dying every day. Literally, they're dying every day from a system that's destructive. It's self-destructive. It's imploding now. I don't know if you heard about it the other day. But the Sandra Bland person who was involved in that, he's starting to blow a whistle on the union because the union has deep-seated prejudices. So the system is imploding because white supremacy is at its end. Oh, it's going to go down fighting, and it's going to probably take more than its share of death with it. But here's the thing I want you to understand. We have a purpose in that process, and that purpose is to be assured that when all is said and done and all this is blown over, we are still here. And I've always said, I want to be a part of the rebuilding process because I want to base everything we do on our spiritual growth and our foundation, which should be done in Ma'at the way our original ancestors did it and sustained the world without war for 6,000 years. We can do something. Work where you are. Do what you can, but do something. Because I'm going to tell you something. What you do where you are, if I'm in that part of the country when this jumps off, you might be one of those resources that I show up with my resources. But then again, you may not. So let's prepare. Because we know something's coming. We know that we're going to have to do something now, if we want to be able to be here then.
Brother Davis, you have a couple of calls. I want to get to your calls before we run out of time.
Okay, all right. Bring them on, Scotty.
Okay. First caller, 701. Thank you for calling in to Tando. Go ahead with your question or comment for Brother Davis.
Hello, Brother Davis.
Hello, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you? This is a wonderful show, first I'd like to say.
Thank you.
I'd like to say as well, I have been telling people there is no vote. And these elections are stage dramas to see where your minds are so that they can enact whatever is on their mind with the least resistance. And so I'm glad you mentioned that about this no vote. And we know that presidents are appointed, you know, and it wasn't since 1964 there hasn't really been a president that made any decisions after they assassinated Kennedy. And also, I'd like to also one other comment, Black Lives Matter. I have been telling people, and Black Lives Matter is a given. It's a given. And I believe that this is brought up just, if you notice all these movies on civil rights, all these movies on slavery, it was a setup. And black to put you into a victim consciousness so that you're begging for acceptance. And that's what happened. Black Lives Matter is a given. And then they're doing the exact same thing that was supposed to have been done in the 1960s, and if it had worked then, you wouldn't even be in the position that you're in now. So basically, that's really all I had to say. And like I said, a wonderful show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for your contribution, sister, and call anytime. Is there another call, Scotty?
Yes, area code 609. Thank you for calling Tando Radio Show. Go ahead with your question or comment for Brother Davis.
Greetings to you, Brother Scotty. Greetings to you, Brother Davis.
Greetings.
And Brother Dave. This is Ross. How are you?
Good evening, Ross. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. It's great to hear what you had to say. Some really, really powerful information that you put down this evening, and I greatly, greatly appreciate it. I wanted to touch on the birthright discussion because I thought it was extremely profound. I wanted to say first that in nature, no living organism evolves past its purpose. So every animal has its niche, and no animal ever evolves past its niche. You'll never see a lion develop into an antelope. They'll always remain a predator and just develop whatever predatory aspects they have to perfect their hunting against the animals that they hunt. Now, to me, the only organism that has devolved past its purpose is human beings, and specifically African human beings, because we were created to be the custodians of this planet. And one thing that I learned in initiation is that essentially human beings have power, and we had a contract with the deities, and that contract was essentially allowing them to basically use us. In other words, we're little gods, and they use us to enact their will and their power on the planet. And what I found is that essentially, we have devolved because via racism, white supremacy, they've devolved us and made us slaves to white people. And we have now remained in that state for quite a while, and it's something that we have to fight against. And I thought about the process of procreation. Now, the difference between Set and the Saw is that Set lives forever. He lives forever, and he's impotent. He has no need to procreate because he lives forever. Asar chose to live forever by death and resurrection. So in other words, he passes away, but he passes on his genetic material to his progeny, and as long as he has progeny that is living, then he's never essentially dead because his genetic material is not dead. So what you find is Set is always presented as evil, and in reality, that's a lie. If you study Set, his oldest history, he had actually the position that Asar and Heru occupy now. He actually originally held that position. In later times, yes, he became what's known as opposition. And if you understand the concept of opposition, opposition breeds genius. All of the greatest inventions that our ancestors created came from some form of opposition. Something needed to be done. They needed to find a better way of doing it. And through sciences and different things, they were able to facilitate that. Okay? So when you look at the fact that Asar chose to live forever via death and resurrection versus Set, who lives forever because he has no need to procreate, that goes further into the story where Set's wife, Nekhabet, and his half-sister ended up procreating with Asar because Set was impotent. And from that union came Inippu, who they call Anpu, or the jackal-headed deity, who is the judge of the dead. So this is all to say, when you look at human creation, both men and women start off as female. It's only in the second trimester that the signs of manhood starts to take place as the male's body is flooded with testosterone. And when you look at that as just the facts of what what it is. It tells you, first of all, somebody was lying to you in the Bible when they told you that Eve was taken from Adam's rib. And the other thing about it is that it shows the primary status of the female. Like you said, she is the more powerful out of the two. We are essentially genetic mutations of females into their equal opposite in society. And until we start to understand the power of the female and the fact that she is primary, it's going to put us in a quandary, because that birthright that you're speaking about is really the right to be fully human and be fully realized as an actuated being. That has been squandered via the system of white supremacy, and it's something that we have to really fight to get back to. And once we're able to fight to get back to that particular state and that state of being, then we'll start to see a shift on a planetary scale. And it's going to take a lot of work, but it's something that can definitely be done.
Absolutely. And we also have to understand that we have been the trash can for European with lies and deception. All of this stuff that's been put in our heads towards this period of time that we've been here, literally, was to deceive us, to keep us from finding our way back to who we truly are. And that's what's happening now. We're in that process of opening the eyes of those who are lost. Now, don't get me wrong, many will still be lost. But as that process goes through, many will also find their way. I appreciate your call, brother. And if any time you can, please do, because it always gives me a thought, an avenue of thought that I haven't taken in a while. And another thing I want to point out about Seth is Seth became victim of his ego, too, because he literally was jealous of Osiris when he was running the kingdom under the auspice of Maat being the foundational form. And the sad part about it is that when he did chop, well, those of you who know, he chopped Osiris up in 14 pieces and only 13 pieces were found. But in doing that, he literally put a separation between us as a people. And it's a lot involved. I really don't want to go into it, but he did bring that concept out. And he's very true about that. That will never die. But Seth is the same victim that he's always been. And he never plays the victim role because he's of the royal family. So look, let's move on.
Q&A queue is cleared.
A caveat, though. Is there any more calls, Scotty?
Not at this time. If anybody has a question or comment in this last about 12 minutes in the program, please hit *61. The conference line number, if you're listening through a different platform, is 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032 pound. And hit *61 if you'd like to comment in these last 13 minutes or so we have left.
So everybody, listen, to the brothers just called, excellent information. I would afford those people who did not quite understand it to go out and get some books on Osiris and Seth, the relationship of the gods. That's a powerful book. There's also the teachings that are involved in, as the brother put name, Matthew Ashby. He has a number of different teachings that speak about the relationship between Egypt and the monolithic society. Now, the reason why I say that is because a lot of people are teaching that the Egyptian society was polylithic, but it was not. It was monolithic. It was actually the first monolithic society known to man, but man distorts everything, so by the time you get it, being here in the West, they talk about everybody having being several gods. That's not true. Let me make that very clear. So if you want to add that to your due diligence, please do. Because any information about history, about ourselves, expands who we are. And we are never, never fully engulfed in the truth. And the reason why is because there's so much truth out there. We got to take our time, but we got to do some due diligence. And for those people who just are getting started to understand that there is a difference, an excellent book, like I told you before, is Stolen Legacy, which Professor Cook goes into telling you how the Greeks and how the Romans, they all stole every attribute of their authority, how they exercised that authority, the religiosity, and how they exercised the religiosity, and they only did it from the level of their translation because they never had an understanding of the true theory about what they were transforming into the teachings that a lot of you go to church today as Christians and fall under. So I hope you're not offended by that, but the truth never changes. And it'll be the same tomorrow like it was 10 years ago. So
if there's no more calls, and we have reached a point in Wise Wednesday in which you there have is, understood there, that your birthright is being taken.
Brother yes, Davis, brother. We do got another caller. Area code 414. Thank you for calling Tando Radio Show. Go ahead with your question or comment for Brother Davis.
Thanks for taking the call. Sorry I chimed in so late. I was listening through another platform. I just had a question about the birth certificate.
Yes.
Is there a way around the birth certificate besides, I know if you, I guess, do like a home birth, I guess that would be a possibility. But if you could just unpack that a little bit for me, I would greatly appreciate it. And thanks for taking the call again. Sorry for chiming in so late.
Not a problem, brother. Here's the only way you can get around it that I have heard of, okay? Now, many people have several avenues of this, so let me put it out here quick. Now, all the birth certificates of people who have African descent have African-American on their birth certificate. There was a time when birth certificates had colored. So if you had a birth certificate and on your birth certificate said that you were colored, then that meant that you were indigenous to the area, meaning that you were from this land. If your birth certificate has African-American, that means that you have no country. So literally, you're a refugee. There's a group out right now called NAAIP, and they're called the National Association of the Advancement of Indigenous People. And what they're doing is they're trying to take people that have that particular question in mind and help them to unfold it to their advantage. So if you didn't catch that, it's the NAAIP. It's called the National Association for Indigenous People. NAAIP. Google it. That'll open the door for you to literally go to somebody who can actually tell you who's done this on a regular basis. I hope that answered your question, brother. How about it, Scott? Is anybody else?
Did that answer yes, your that question? Was, did that answer your question?
Yeah, that was good. Thank you. Thank you. I'll look that up.
Not a problem, brother. Thank you for calling, brother.
Q&A queue is cleared.
Okay, we got about, what, 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left?
About 5 minutes.
Okay, this is Brother Davis. At this point in my show, I always like to give it back to Dave because Dave is the type of person who always has a little something he'd like to give to you before you go out the door. I look forward to this opportunity to spend time with you because this is the time when I show my appreciation and my love for my people. I don't have to know you to love you because love is an act. It's not an emotion. This is Brother Davis from Wise Wednesdays. Peace.
See,
you got it, Dave.
Let me see if Dave is in there. He might have got cut off because, remember, he said he had some storms. Wait a minute.
Okay, well, look, let me get one quick advertisement.
Yeah, go
for
ahead.
For all of y'all who are listening, I am a contributor to Black Media Radio. Now, understand how I said that? Because what the need is, you may not see until it's gone. I want to make sure that it's here. So I got shirts for me. I got shirts for my grandchildren. I got shirts for my wife. And I'm definitely going to get some more. Because I'm going to tell you something. The advertisement we do serves a greater purpose than ourselves. And a lot of people don't know what it is. And it's a joy for me to pick up their telephone and boom, 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 boom. See, here it is. Because it's an avenue for us to get the word out. You're not getting this information anywhere else on the internet. I'm going to tell you something. You tell me another Wise Wednesday is giving you the type of information I give you. There's not. Brother Dave does a lot of due diligence. You tell me who's giving you the information he's giving you. There's not. Now let's kick the ball out the park. Who on any channel is giving you what you're getting from Black Talk Radio? That's right. There's none. Please exercise the right and support, and you too can wear a shirt that says, I support Black Talk, or Black Talk Radio Matters. But that's what it means, I support. But Black Talk Radio Matters is a powerful message. But that's especially just walking around. Because then people say, man, where's Black Talk? A lot of people have no idea about this. And I open up the door because I like to have them come to my shows on Wednesday night because literally I'm freeing people's thought process. I told you last night what my relationship with Dr. Hawkins has done to me. So my relationship with other people have also had effect on me. That his last night was the night we talked about him. But that's been the same way with Dave. It's been the same way with Scotty. Been the same way with people on Black Talk Radio that have called my show and I've called their show. We here are working out of love for our people. Nothing more, nothing less. So if you can, please become a contributing part. And if you have a special skill, contact Scotty. See if he can find a way to use your service. Because I'm going to tell you something. There is a lot to be done. And anybody who has a little time, and you may not think much of it, you may be able to fill a niche that you have no idea exists. Brother Davis on Wise Wednesdays, brother, please look for me next week. I'm working on that show already. Peace.
All right. Brother Dave, do we got you connected back? Okay. Brother Dave might be having some issues. We do have New Abolitionist Radio coming right up here at the top of the hour at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. New Abolitionist Radio focuses on 21st century slavery and human trafficking. We don't talk about mass incarceration because that's a politically correct term and it does not tell you exactly what is going on. What is going on is what has been going on for almost 500 years, and that is the enslavement of melanated people. All right, so make sure that y'all stay tuned for that as we close out Tando Radio Show. Make sure y'all tune back in to Brother Dave and Tando Radio Show tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And you can always get updated information about upcoming programs, not only on this station, but also some of the other independent black stations that are broadcasting through the platform blacktalkradionetwork.com. Thank you all.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.